You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea. Welcome back, everyone. We have a very, very special episode for you. One that we have dedicated much wham to.
Nice.
And we are going to explore a world that everybody is interested in, I think, to some degree. Everybody has a little bit of experience. I'm going to let that go now because I'm not going to do that the whole
Thank
episode.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. This is No Dumb Idea. This is a podcast about modern pop culture entertainment, comic books, video games, and other topics all explored through the realm of improv, comedy, and games. And this is Gym Leader Nate. Here with my good old cube shaped co-hosts over here.
Okay, this is Gibbledang,
and it's me. Dala.
Did you not notice?
I have the eye of the spider.
Did you not notice that we're all cube shaped now?
Well, me, I think I'm actually an isekai human. I think I come from the human dimension, and
I'm the Jason Momoa one too. Yeah,
I'm also the Jason Momoa one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we all the Jason Momoa one? Ooh. I'm the Jason Momoa one, but that is from the cubic dimension, so I am still still squares.
You're the Minecraft skin DLC version.
Exactly.
I'm Aquaman.
That is...
My man!
Yep, there you go.
And I'm Lobo. Your main bastard.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I forgot that he's going to do that now.
It's the only thing I can think of outside of those two.
Game of Thrones.
We're gonna be dedicating our wham to some Minecraft today. I've been sinking back into the Minecraft world recently. Not necessarily in anticipation of the movie, just coincidentally, in the same year of our Lord that the movie is coming out. And so I'm interested. First, I want to catch up and see how everybody's doing. Really check in before we start talking about some of the crazy Minecraft stuff. So, how have you guys been?
I've been pretty good. You know, just trying to be productive throughout my day. I work at a job where I actually get like adequate commission because not like that's the main source of income, but like I've worked other jobs where they're like, oh yeah, and then you get this amount of money, but it's never like, you know, whatever. So I've just kind of been like, because this is my first like commission check, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna like buy figures and buy things that I want and buy cards and stuff like that. So it's been good, you know. I've been doing a lot of frivolous shopping. Feels nice.
Some retail therapy.
Exactly, that's what I'm looking for. Retail therapy, as well as regular therapy and antidepressants, which everything's working. It's all.
Which hopefully will be illegalized.
I know. Nice. Yeah, illegalized.
Sorry.
Illegalized.
Ooh. Hopefully I'm not sent to a work camp. Yeah. All right.
But so speaking of building things in Minecraft, so I've been playing a lot of Mega Man lately, and it's been making me want to buy the Japanese Kotobukiya figures, which are like they come in the tray and you got to snap them out and you got to build them. It's like the model kit basically.
Like Gundams?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
And not only that, but I had a friend... I showed off-air the other day. A friend recently gave me a Mechagodzilla model kit, and I built that last night.
That's pretty sick.
And holy shit, now I've got the itch, the urge to
Oh yeah, let's see. That it was. Oh
yeah, I saw most of it.
That's cool. Really nice.
See it? You got the tail right there.
Kiryu.
So cool.
It's like so the cool. best Mechagodzilla in my opinion.
Oh, definitely. I think.
Thinking about through all of them real quick. Yeah, probably.
And just for a quick background of that, so there was Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla in like the early 2000s. And the origin for that movie is that the original 1950s Godzilla movie happened, and then immediately this one happened, or not immediately, but you know, just those are the two kind of main events that Godzilla had came in. And in the original Godzilla, that Godzilla dies, and in this one, they use the bones of that Godzilla to make Mechagodzilla to fight the new Godzilla.
Yeah.
So his body's mechanical, but his bones are
Godzilla
real.
Bones. And then
are Godzilla bones.
And it's being piloted by like a
by a pilot. It's piloted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
So it's literally like a mech.
But then halfway through the fight, the bones possess the fucking robot, and it ends up just taking over and fighting Godzilla. And then I think
that's actually so rad.
At one point, it does a full heroic twist. Like at one point, fucking Kiryu has to use its like jetpacks to pick up Godzilla, fly it out to like the middle of the ocean, and then it sends a message to the pilot being like, "Get out of here," or like, "You fuck it." It's like it says it like speaks to the pilot directly.
Yeah,
and then just saves Japan.
Nice. So you're telling me that it kamikazes to save Japan?
Like, kinda. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, kinda.
Yeah, it explodes. Yeah, it's like self-suicide or whatever.
Self-destructs and sacrifices itself.
No, he commits. He commits seppuku.
Robot sword.
Yeah,
like a.
That's
lightsaber.
How he actually gets the pilot out to like throw him away. He has to like seppuku and then pull the pilot out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that insensitive?
I need to rewatch that.
We'll find out.
Yeah, cut it if you need. If it's not, then leave it.
No. Actually, if it's insensitive, I'm gonna cut the rest of the episode and only have that.
What you do is, if it's insensitive, you amplify it so it's just like, just
really so
spiking.
Loud that people turn it off.
Like, can you put like the Japanese like
Oh my god.
Because then I feel like people would be like, okay, yes, like now it's insensitive, you know?
Make it more insensitive.
Yeah, then they'll for sure know.
We want to make, you gotta hit the boundaries sometimes to know when you're going over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why when I play 21 sometimes, even when I'm at 20, I'll go like, hit me. Just so I make sure that the game still is, you know, there's no surprises.
Yeah.
You gotta feel alive, you know?
That was my week.
How about
I guess.
You, Dala? How about you, Dala? How you been?
I've been all right. I mean, honestly, I don't really think I have anything to bring up. Yeah, just been chilling, busy with work and stuff.
We saw the monkey last night.
Yeah, did.
Oh,
I guess
I was. How was that? I was too tired for it, to be fair. But yeah, you could talk about it.
Dala fell asleep a little bit.
Been there.
Yeah. Happens.
Yeah, it's true. I fell asleep during the Batman at one point. Yeah,
that's like a 3-hour third movie. Viewing.
During a rewatch or during your original viewing?
It might have been the original because it was like at like 10 p.m., but it was also a 3-hour movie. So by 1 o'clock, I was just like, oh boy.
I will be fair. Like when we were watching the monkey, there would be scenes where it's just dialogue between characters, and that's when I would close my eyes and I would still kind
of. That's
like,
when you would watch episodes of Family Guy. I saw.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
on his phone.
That was like finally something actually funny. Ha ha ha! No,
no,
I was just tired.
So the monkey, dude, it's. I mean, you've seen the trailer, right? Yeah, it's like that the entire. It's that the entire movie.
There's a
cymbal monkey / drum monkey that whenever someone turns the key, it kills someone around them, but it doesn't kill the person that twists the key. So it's just, it's, I remember turning to Dala at one point in the, like, early on, I'm just like, this is going to be the Rube Goldberg horror movie. And it kind of is. It sets up a lot of, like, you know, it's, it doesn't get really intricate or anything. Like, it's not, like, necessarily a Rube Goldberg. But, you know, they'll point to some things and then it'll come into play later.
Actually, funny enough, okay. I recently watched all the Final Destination movies, and there's a couple scenes that are very reminiscent from The Monkey of that, but not too many. There's like two I could think of, maybe.
But it's so...
I was literally just about to ask, like, is it kind of like Final Destination? Because that sounds like
it's,
it.
It's, I mean, a couple kind parts, of.
But that's not, yeah.
In
not
terms of, though, like, themes. How people can die. Yeah. But in terms of... tone, it's so fucking funny. It's so funny. Like, I had such a good time. Like, I felt bad at one point because I was laughing during all of these, like, extremely gruesome deaths because they're played over the top to the point where I'm just like, oh my god, do I feel like a creep? Because I don't necessarily, I felt like I was the laughing the most in the theater, and everyone was just like, oh, ooh, you know, apart from our friend group.
There was one group I could hear from the far left that was like, some guy was like, oh my god, he died or something like that. Like, every now and then, ouch. I was just kind of like, I mean, I wasn't laughing, but I was just
wow,
in my mind,
I cannot believe that.
No, it was so I had a lot of fun with it. It was really fun. There's a villain in the movie that's really fucking just through. It's a really silly, funny movie.
I'll have to check that one out.
I'd recommend it.
The trailer looked very, very entertaining. So if it kind of just holds that style through the whole thing, I'm pretty down to watch that.
It was really fun. You know, speaking of, the whole time, I know it's probably because I'm on this kick, but I'm just like, I want to buy that monkey. I want that monkey. So,
I gotta have.
I want to turn it so I can.
That way
turn
I can kill key. People. Yeah. I mean, collect it.
Yeah.
No, I want to
other people's
give
deaths,
the monkey like, to my friends and make them turn it and be like, "Think of me, please."
But that isn't how it works.
It's not. That's a plot point in the movie.
Yeah.
You can't really control who the monkey goes after. No. Just not you.
I can't control my monkey sometimes.
Yeah,
it's hard to control your monkey. I'm gonna be honest. Real talk. Hey, get real talk, guy talk. Fellas,
guy.
Ain't it hard to control your monkey?
Don't you hate when your monkey just goes bananas?
Anyways, buy our shitcoin.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. For me, for my week, I also pretty uneventful. Other than, of course, diving into Minecraft.
Yeah.
And. Wow. Playing a little bit creative mode, and then now doing actual survival, and I'm gonna try and actually like beat the game, because you can beat Minecraft, so it's like I'm gonna actually try and win Minecraft, which I feel like is so hard to do for me, because every time I start playing I'm just like, I just want to make stuff.
One thing that
on tangents.
Last tangent about the monkey, which I realized right when I got home. The main actor, the main actor, his name is Theo James. He actually plays Bastion in X-Men 97.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have
okay.
noticed.
I remember hearing about that and being like, oh, yeah, no shit, that's him. That's it. Good actor.
There are monkeys in Minecraft, I believe. I believe I've seen a monkey model.
You can always make
Minecraft.
One, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, true. There, at this point, there's a ton of crap that people have put into Minecraft. You can even play Minecraft where everything's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's just Pokemon in Minecraft.
Cool. What's that called again?
The modding community is huge.
Pokecraft?
Pixelmon?
Yeah.
I think.
I guess legally distinct. Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to call it something else. But, like, then when you load it in, it's just literally, they're just literally Pokemon. Like, now to the point where, like, they're not even blocking
Minecraft. Yeah, they're Pokemon.
Like, they're just Pokemon.
Which Pixelmon, you know, they're not pixels anymore, so come on, guys.
Yeah, they are, just really, really tiny and a ton of pixels.
Really small pixels.
You're right.
They're still squares.
I'm sorry.
They're just really small squares.
I'm sorry, community. You're right.
Yeah, they'll come for you.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Because they can't control their monkeys.
Because they can't notoriously. Mm-hmm. So I want to, I'm just curious, like, what is y'all's experience with Minecraft? It's been around for a long time now.
20 years at this point, right? Or almost?
He hasn't said when 18? Started.
Almost. Like, it's been a good chunk of change.
What year
here.
Did it so,
release? I would love to say that, but for very specific reasons for later in the episode, I won't say.
Fine. I was going to Google it, but I guess not.
Yeah, are we not allowed to Google?
Yeah, please don't Google stuff for now, for because sure. there for sure. will be a test later.
All right. test. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually just a written exam.
It sucks.
just
paragraph
quiet.
Essay style.
No talking during.
Yep, no talking. Eyes on your own papers. So, yeah, what's your experience with Minecraft? Have you even played it? When did you play it? Like, what do you remember being the most, like, memorable thing about your time with Minecraft, you know?
I grew up with Minecraft, you know, during the Xbox Live days. In high school, my friends and I would play all the time. I mean, throughout high school. So it really was for, like, 4 years that we would play. And just fuck around and have fun. Around the time, I was playing a lot of BioShock and Arkham City. So those were two cities that I tried to recreate in Minecraft. And I think this was before all of the fucking... I mean, there was creator mode, but this, like, you weren't able to just, like... It wasn't as in-depth. Everything that you had to, like, if you had to delete a block or whatever, you had to do it with your character. You can just put in commands or anything, yeah. So I remember that being a lot of fun and really time-consuming. Jesus Christ. I remember scaring my friend in-game because I changed my skin to Herobrine, who was, like, a... he's supposed to be this, like, evil Steve or fucking... some shit like that.
Okay.
And I took
pasta.
Yeah. And I took away my gamer tag and I just followed him around while he was building things, and I would act like an NPC, and I would like place blocks and delete blocks and shit like that, and he would like freak out and be like, dude, I think I found the creepypasta. And I'm like, no way, I'm over here underground, like, just doing my own thing.
You found the Herobrine?
You found Herobrine? Oh. Dude, that's crazy. And yeah, I think like 5 minutes later I told him it was me fucking with him because he started getting really scared.
He's like, it seems sentient. I don't
deleting everything I'm making.
I'll admit though, I've done shit like that before, where I've been scared in like high school or middle school, like on some stupid shit like that, like as a kid.
Yeah, it's like someone they're hacking.
Well, I remember
getting an email being like, if you don't respond to this, you're gonna die in like a week or some shit. And I remember counting the days down. Yeah.
I remember...
Oh God, how do I tell my mom?
What do I say? I didn't send that email.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Honestly, they need to bring stuff like that back because the newest generation just believes everything they read on the fucking internet. Like, they will, like, tell you with their whole chest that something's true, and you ask them how they know that. They're like a comment
TikTok.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
And you're just like, go to hell. Like,
well, so it sounds like it exists already. It's just more... too much, like all the time, everything.
well, that's the thing, is it's like, it's to the point where now people just, because it's not extreme, it's, and silly, people are, and it's just like, everybody just making little white lies for no reason.
It's the, like,
everybody's just believing it.
It's like the syndrome, random shit. Was it syndrome, like, conundrum, where it's like, if once everyone's scared of these things, nobody's scared of these things, kind of.
Oh.
That's the same syndrome, right, from Incredibles?
From Incredibles, yeah.
Okay, I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
Is that an actual conundrum? I don't think that's an actual conundrum. Right?
The internet again.
I don't know what you'd call it, but it's like just like when everyone's super, no one's super kind of thing or phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, although that is a great name for like a Incredibles like four new villain. It's like somebody who loves syndrome. It's like, I am syndrome's heir.
conundrum.
Yeah. Oh, I create conundrums for you guys that you can't solve.
He's like the Incredibles version of the Riddler. Yeah.
You have two conflicting appointments. You have to take your daughter to the dentist and your son to the doctor's.
At the same
nothing
time.
Nothing with deadly consequences, just mild inconveniences.
God, which is funny because their son can just run to the dentist like on his own because he's fast as hell.
A split second. I love how like they in that movie there's a moment where like they try to like show him like struggling to run faster than these planes that are chasing him, but then earlier in the movie he was able to run faster than the eye could see when he was placing tacks on his teacher's chair.
Those are short
distance.
He was
so fast he was invisible.
Those are short distance though. That's the thing. It's like, you know, it's like
That's true.
Yeah, I guess
it's like cross country versus make or break track running, you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for me with Minecraft though, let me tell you, it's weird because like I have had a couple Minecraft like phases in life. Like my first was when I first downloaded it in 2000 and I don't remember. It was in high school, but I don't remember which year of high school. But it was early on. I had to use British pounds to get it off the internet because it wasn't on like a client or anything. Like you had to just download it from their site, and their site was still entirely in pounds and euros.
Pounds and ounces.
Pounds and ounces, right? The British currency. Mm-hmm. that's what they call the coins is ounces.
Thought that isn't it the Royales?
With the cheese. That's that sandwich.
That's French, actually. That's the French currency.
Okay.
They pay people in burgers. Baguettes. So, baguettes. Yeah.
Is that insensitive?
It's three burgers to a baguette.
Yeah. Oh, so, wolf! Inflation's hitting everybody.
And so, I back then it was very rudimentary. Like Minecraft was
all squares and cubes.
Well, it's like there was only, like, in terms of like evil mobs, there was only zombies and creepers. That's it.
And skeletons and spiders.
There was,
right?
Okay, there were spiders in the original. There weren't skeletons yet.
No skeletons?
When I was playing, no. When I was first playing, there were not skeletons. There were spiders. You are right about that. There were Endermen. There weren't like any of like the like villages or like neutral things like that. There was only like three animals. Like it was like sheep, cow, and pig, and I think, and horses. They still had horses then. That was about it. Like it was one of those things where it's like it was hard to find stuff to do in Minecraft when I first got it. That's like that's why like after a few months I fell off when I first did it, and then I played again in college like 4 years later, and then I was like, oh okay, there's more stuff to do. But this is the first time right now me playing that I'm actually like trying to really dig in and like
beat it.
Beat now that there is an ending, there is like a way to win Minecraft.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, let's see if I even can beat Minecraft.
So
like,
what is the ending? What is it?
Also, how long does it
take?
So
for
to beat
various reasons, we're gonna talk about.
Yeah. Well, how long does it take to beat? Do you know?
It's RNG.
I mean, there's some pretty fast speedruns, but it is a lot of RNG because you have to find stuff in
the
world. You gotta mine the quaffs. It's like you have to go to different locations in order to like gain access to the Nether, and you have to go there in order to get certain items and bring it back, and then go find like a stronghold, and you have to do all this stuff. So it's definitely a lot. It's definitely a whole process. It's meant to be kind of, when you're playing organically, you can tell that it's like it's meant to be found like after long stretches of time, that like eventually once you explore everything you find this, and eventually you figure this out.
Yeah,
but of course with games and the speedrunning community being where it is now,
they can just, probably be in, you know, like minutes or like whatever. Now,
yeah,
or
that's a good question. That is not part of my quiz later, my little game later.
For sure.
So I am going to look that up real quick. I wonder what the fastest
speed run
Minecraft speed run
is. I bet it's
right
like
now.
35 minutes or 15 minutes.
I'm going to say
7 minutes and 1 second.
That's stupid. That's not even fun.
I think it'd be fun.
Okay, do it.
I've speed ran stuff. Actually, fun enough, I guess I'll talk about Minecraft for me, and it's zero. I've never played Minecraft? Yeah, I was trying to think if I watched any like Let's Plays or anything, and the most I could think of, there's two things. I've heard of a lot of things through osmosis from like when I was listening to Oni Plays or Sleepy Cabin. Like I remember them talking about a lot of griefing, especially with like my favorite one is someone was like, I think Corey from Sleepy Cat was saying, like, yeah, you make like this contraption that spawns pigs, but like they'd put it inside of people's like in the middle of their structure. Like they would sneak in and put it in like the middle of this big thing that they're making. And it would just make pigs that like get spawned endlessly that fall into like a lava or something that die. And just it's this endless squealing kind of like to grief like nice. That area. And so people would have
There's
to
also
go
ways to
and...
do that. That's good for you because then you can use it as an experience farm.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. That, and then I think the only thing I could think of as far as like Let's Play, I want to say I remember like years ago when Normal Boots was a thing, and before like half of them got canceled, I think they did like a survival like Let's Play that I watched probably a few episodes of. That's about it. That's, nice. I think, literally my extent of Minecraft.
All right. Well, hopefully so. Later when we do our little game here,
we'll see. Yeah.
I've got a good amount of multiple choice. I've so also, you still got a chance.
I've heard like a lot of instincts. I've heard a lot of things through osmosis, through people talking or like memes. Like I know the Eye of the Spider and the dedicated Wham stuff, but it's mostly memes or little. Yeah. We'll see. It's fine. It's not my first time.
All right. Well,
it's not my first rodeo.
It's not your first rodeo around the craft.
Mm-hmm.
It's a. The other question, what are some things that if they put them into a Minecraft movie would make it an entertaining movie for you? And I think having Dala's perspective of not playing Minecraft is also interesting, mm-hmm. in my opinion, because then it's like, what would bring you into that movie and still make you interested as someone who hasn't played the game?
Oh, sorry. Yes, are you asking Dala specifically right now, or
I just mean in general.
I've said this before specifically, and I guess it's not so much what they're putting into the movie, but so much the people that are in charge of the movie. It's the fucking guys that made Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre and Gentleman Broncos. So that's very interesting to me because those are some really good comedies.
That's true.
That's why it's got Jack Black. It's gonna have Jennifer Coolidge in it. Assume it's gonna
voicing
be
all the creepers.
She's voicing one of the creepers. I assume it's gonna be really and the fact that it's kind of got like an 80s aesthetic to it. It looks like people are isekai'd from the 80s or 90s. I think it's gonna go for that kind of awkward
folky
kind of humor. Yeah.
Yeah, like
so that's what I'm excited for.
I wonder if they're gonna like, I wonder if the reason they're choosing like the 80s ish, like type thing is that they're like, it's gonna be like the explanation for why everything is blocky and like low, like it's because they get sucked into a video game, but it's back in the 80s, so the video game they get sucked into is, like, very rudimentary.
It's like Atari or some shit, but then it's, like, when you get sucked in.
I don't think they're getting sucked into a video game. I think it's, like, literally, like...
Just going to Minecraft
world?
Yeah.
They're going into another universe, which is the Minecraft whatever. Because there's been trailers where Jack Black talks about how he straight up calls it the overworld or whatever it's called. Like, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's humans that get sent into this blocky Minecraft world, not like a video game or anything. But the humans that get sent are like video game experts and shit like that, so you know.
I still maintain that like it would have been such a good choice to have it been a half animated movie where
it is.
When people get sent to Minecraft.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
I don't count CGI. I mean, huh? Actual animation.
I get what you mean. Not you want cartoon generated. You want it to look like the game.
Like cartoon animation. Like Spider-Verse, Well, because like, they, you know, Minecraft has an entire, like, there's a subsect of Minecraft games called the story mode games that like have cutscenes and stuff that have animated cutscenes.
Sorry, I did see a Let's Play by two best friends when they were doing that, because they did a Let's Play of the Pat Oswalt story, like the what's it called, Telltale Games version.
Oh yeah,
and they literally put the controller down because they were like, "I hear you could beat this game without even doing anything," and they would just watch essentially and comment over and joke and laugh. Like failing every prompt and still like surviving, and you know, so I did see that.
That's so funny.
I like the direction they're going in. I like the weird, gross live action shit. I think it is gross and charming. And I think a lot of people are like, why don't they just use the cinematics from the game? It's like, because that looks like dog shit too. People are tied to nostalgia, and it's like,
that's true.
Like, as someone outside of,
now personally, like, I wouldn't want to see the animations from fucking story mode in a movie. I'd be like, why am I paying to see, like, a bit? Like, it should look so much better.
I would. I feel like if it was done, because there's, I think there is a middle ground that you could hit where it looks like better anime, because that's like saying like, oh, I've seen someone make a Lego YouTube video, so why would I ever watch the Lego movie? And it's like, because when they do it to the nines, it's really cool. So it's like,
yeah,
that's what I mean. It's like the,
I feel like that's different though, because when it comes to Lego, it's the same. It's like a live action, like, it, that's gonna look the same no matter what, you know what I mean?
But what if they made a Lego movie, and instead of it being Lego looking like animated Legos, they looked like hyper realistic people who had flesh cup hands
insert the image here. Insert the image here.
Yeah, would that be what you want? Because that's essentially what they're doing.
I think I agree with Nate.
Like, you want flesh cup hands and flesh nub head?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Like,
why not?
I think there's a way to, like Nate was saying, to, like, structure it and shoot it, like, camera-wise and make it look... Because fucking Minecraft is just virtual Legos, so, it, you know, that makes sense.
It is.
Pretty it up, for sure.
In the same vibe.
Yeah, add better, like, lighting or dynamic lighting and stuff and make it look prettied up, maybe, but outside of that. You know, because, like, I'm sure the Lego movie also has some fucking CGI covering, like, lighting or some, you know, shading, some effects or something, I'm sure. No. So.
I'm definitely biased because I'm not a huge fan of the tilt that modern animation has made towards hyper realism, where it's like,
you can
pick out every hair on someone's
eyelash or something.
Like in the Detective Pikachu movie, I thought there was a lot of moments where it just was too much for me, where I just did not like looking at the Pokemon.
See, like, what I think they should do, and I think this might make everyone happy, they should make a hyper realistic Minions movie. I think that would be better.
Just the Minions though, not the all the humans are like cartoony, but just the Minions are
No, they should make a live action Minions movie.
Fully, and it's Steve Carell still as Gru.
No,
but like, because there is like a, there is like him dressed as Gru in real life. That is something I can't remember what it was for.
It was for Conan O'Brien or something. Sure. But it's
it was like a skit.
No, it's gonna have to be. It's going to be controversial. They're going to have to cast Steve Carell, but it's not going to be as...
this is the voice.
Yeah, no, he's going to... Steve Carell, live-action Minions movie. He's going to play the right-hand man scientist, right? And that's going to be like a cameo. And then they're going to get big actor to play...
Someone hot.
New Gru.
The Rock, actually.
Yeah.
The Rock will play. The Rock will be Gru.
Yeah. Yeah. They've done stuff like that. I mean, they're doing the how to train your dragon live action.
Oh, that's perfect. And it's the same universe. It's Universal.
I saw the trailer for that when I was at the movie theater seeing Captain America.
Mm. Oh gosh.
And it is a shot for shot remake.
Yeah.
Like quite literally. to the point where I was watching it and I was like, there's just no point in watching this movie.
That's what happened with The Lion King,
right? I've just seen the movie.
The Lion King was the same thing where it's like, it's a shot for shot almost. Lion King's
way worse.
But it also just Lion King is
boring.
It's shot for shot, only they're like, what if Lion King with no emotion?
Yeah.
No emotion. No, like, everything's all realistic. The animals' faces don't too move realistic. At all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they just, it just looks like animals staring at each other while a narrator speaks their lines for them, basically.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I've heard that they've.
That's definitely in the line of the hyper-realism that I think is just not interesting.
No, totally.
Like.
That's why I'm like, I think the Minecraft movie, what I've seen, I mean, again, I'm not a fan, so that's why I'm like, it's like, I also have no fucking pennies in this battle or whatever the hell.
I know, I'm going to win so much. You have no pennies in this battle.
Yeah, I know, I don't.
You have no pennies in this battle at all, whatever that means.
That's because we're the nickel boys, and we have two nickels, and we rub the nickels together.
Yeah, that's true. I've got many, many nickels.
I have no pennies. Shiny. I'm a penny cousin. They're nickel boys, I'm a penny cousin.
I thought you were penniless.
That's why, but I have no penny. That's the problem.
Ah, dollar, you're a diamond.
God, the conundrum. My penny and my nickel.
The conundrum is that I don't have pennies. I'm supposed to have pennies. Tis, tis.
For me, I feel like there are like, at this point, I just want, I want the jokes to be just like, just the references to be heavy-handed as fuck. Like, I want them, I was talking about this the other day where I was like, I want them to like walk through a forest and all you see are like the leaves up high, but there's no trees. And like, I want someone just to look around and be like,
oh, like they're...
someone's been through here.
Oh, nice. That's so funny.
It's like, just stuff like that. I think would just be exactly in the realm of where what I would want from them.
I
want
to see them run on top of the leaves, like just run and like traverse the trees. That'd be funny.
Someone's like, you can't, what are we gonna do? You can't, you'll fall through the tree.
I'm fucking
like,
Jason Momoa.
Jack Black's like, not here.
Yeah, I'll fucking run across. Yeah.
Fliggy-giggy.
That's what I want.
I want them to be like, you know, really scary moment, like a really like suspenseful moment where they're in the dark and they're like in the night and they're like all like breathing heavily. It's like Blair Witch Project. They're like, oh my god, what's happening? But then what you hear is that the zombie noise being like,
ooh,
like just like that really like, silly zombie noise.
It's actually scary, like scary, quote unquote scary.
Yeah. Thrilling stuff, guys.
Hey, I'm just saying, if they're gonna make this a good movie, there's some buoys they can hit to definitely make it.
Yeah, I want
those sound like fun, honestly.
Jack Black and Jason Momoa to set up like about 30 blocks worth of TNT, and then I want them to light it, and then I want there to be just a bunch of lag in the movie.
Yeah, they're all like, oh.
That'd be good.
That's funny.
That would be pretty good. Or like there's a moment where they climb a tall mountain and then they look out over the land and just like after like 30 feet it's just blank and they're like, sorry, we're waiting for the chunks to load in. It's like slowly loading in so that they can finally see everything.
Or like I'm thinking there's like a scene where like they get to the top of a mountain and they're looking out and like everything's blank. And it's like, it hasn't, it's like, because the map hasn't loaded yet.
Yeah.
Did you just repeat the exact same thing you just said? What the fuck? Am I having a stroke?
He's quizzing me.
That's unrelated.
He's quizzing me because I don't know. That's why.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
See if I would catch on, probably.
Just making sure everyone's listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So things, you know... Things like that, I think they would make this movie very, very worthwhile.
Yeah.
And
Triginus.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's the other thing is I truly don't know what to expect because they're the directors. Yeah. Like, it's really, there's going to be moments where I just feel like...
I'm sure it'll be funny. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's why. But, like, because it's them, like, it's going to be weird, you know?
Yeah, the hard part is, like, what fandom do you... Do you go for the people that play like survival mode or that are playing the regular or the griefers or like,
oh dude, that's you know, not, like, that's the, there's no,
there's a, that's I mean, not, the, like, you gotta hit a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You gotta hit a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like you know, in my brain, I want it to be reminiscent of people who start playing Minecraft for the first time, where it's like, or like, where like they find Steve and then night falls, but they don't have like, they don't have the necessary materials. So they're like, oh, quick, just dig a hole into the ground and cover it up above you in order to hide from all the monsters.
I'm sure there'll be some jokes. It'll probably be geared more towards kids, but there'll probably be some jokes where they're like referencing the older Minecraft, like, versions too, I'm sure, for like the adults. I don't know what a reference would be, but I'm sure there'll be some.
I would have a moment in the theater where I'm like, oh, that's sick, where if they're fucking underground or whatever and they come across either a bio, no, not what, oh, what is it, a spawn room, either coming across a spawn room or an abandoned mine shaft. Those two bits, and I mean, sure, like finding diamonds, that's whatever, that's a given. But
but like finding a spot, like a monster spawn box, would be very fun. And then they break it and like put it in their pocket, and then like at a pivotal moment in the story, they're like, "Ha ha, spawn box!" And like,
that was those two moments. Always finding those things in the game was like so fucking cool. That's when it added a level of like, oh, now I could explore. I don't know, like the entire game is exploring, but finding that stuff just felt a lot more rewarding, I guess.
Oh man, we loaded in yesterday and we were like getting established in our new Minecraft world, and I found an abandoned, a ruined nether portal. Very sick. Like, that's one thing that I think they've done a great job with like new Minecraft in the modern day, is that like there's so much extra stuff that just happens or you can find that it's like way more interesting.
So I haven't played in like 10 years. Paste. So all the news, ooh, even hearing like abandoned nether portal, like that was never a thing when I was playing. So that's crazy. I can see now why people can beat it in like fucking 7 minutes.
Now it makes
that's
sense.
Yeah, that's really what it's about too, because like it's like you have to get lucky and spawn where the right materials just happen to be really close by, so that you get to the nether really fast, and then you have to be lucky that when you get to the nether, it's in a spot where the materials you need again are really close by. Because like the thing about the nether is that it is mapped in relation to the regular world, but it's like with a decreased distance of like 6 scale. So it's like if you travel like 100 spaces in the nether, then when you come back up, if you find another portal and come back up in the real world again, then you've moved 600 spaces instead of 100 in the real world. And it's like, I wonder if they're going to play around with that. If they're going to play around with basically the, Jack Black refers to it as the overworld. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to basically play around with the fact that, like, you know, there's the Minecraft world and the nether underneath it. So maybe above the Minecraft world, there's our world and there's the real world. And they're all just like actually Mario, a part of the same thing.
Mario Bros. Logic.
It would be overworld Minecraft. Our world is in between. And then, like, under... fucking the un-
nice.
I was gonna say
the nether's supposed to be basically like hell.
I was gonna say the undernet, but the undernet is from the Mega Man game that I've been playing, where it's basically it's basically the dark web.
The dark web. Nice. Can you find viruses there?
Oh, you find viruses throughout the, don't get me started. I'll talk about Mega
that's
Man.
Like that's a lot of
Mega, for the Mega Man episode.
Mega Man X specifically.
No,
too.
Mega Man Battle Network. Network. The one that we played.
Battle Network.
I remember watching the cartoon for that.
God, that one was so cool.
I really liked, I've talked about this with Gibble Day before. I really liked Zerker X Ninja.
Yeah.
Which one's that one?
That one was like,
that's the sequel series.
In the X series?
No, it's it's in the Star Force series.
Star Force.
Oh, is that the one where it's like the lion and like there was like Pokemon versions? I remember seeing those.
But well, you know, it's funny.
There's like, there's Zerker X Ninja. There's Ninja X Saurian,
something like that. There's
whatever that's whatever that
with
is.
The Mega Man. So there's Mega Man and then Mega Man X, and then that's like that's one series, and then it's sequel series, and that's that. That's its own continuity. And then there's Mega Man Battle Network, which it takes like a lot of influence from the other stuff, but it's much more modern. And then its sequel series, which is Mega Man Star Force.
I'm looking at it right now.
But when Mega Man Battle Network started, I think back in like 2002,
2001.
That one also started, well, I think in number three. Once they hit Mega Man Battle Network 3, each one of them had different versions.
Versions. Gotcha.
So it was like blue and white, red and blue, Team Proto Man.
Yeah,
Team
Red
Colonel.
Sun is four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking
at a lot of
the
people were trying to dabble into the like versions, like gimmick. Because Digimon tried it too.
There was Crash Bandicoot Purple, and there was Spyro Orange.
But that was shit.
Where they crossed over. Yeah. I played those. Those were cool.
They're like terrible though compared to the original game. I remember seeing that and being like, oh, this is sick because I love both of them, and then it's just like, oh, it's just mini games on a GBA that aren't great.
I grew up with both of those, funny enough, Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, so like, funny enough, I think even my mom flipped out when she found out that they were crossing over. She was like, fuck yeah, I'll get those for you.
Alright, now what we need to do is we need to really find out how much you guys either know about Minecraft or can figure out about Minecraft.
Okay.
With some context clues.
Let me see
maybe,
if I figure out
you know?
Anything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Dolly, you want to be on my team?
I think...
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure the game's not designed
You still
for
need
that.
The good, honest competition. I mean, come on.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'll keep it good and honest then.
I might, because I've heard of a lot of things. Like, when I was watching the Oni plays or like Sleepy Cabin, they talked about it a lot, and I've seen a couple more Minecraft things than I remembered.
Exactly. I feel like if you're involved in gaming spaces in any way, you're inevitably gonna hear some information about Minecraft.
I'm sure I've seen a Did You Know Gaming Minecraft episode or something at one point in like high school.
Exactly. Sure.
I am very upset that Steve made it into Smash Bros. Before like fucking Rayman, before Spyro, Crash Bandicoot. That is nuts. And I did try.
I can understand
sense,
that. Although,
yeah.
I mean,
I did try. I agree,
due to
but...
pure popularity, it does make sense.
Well,
that's what I was
Master saying. Chief? Like... What about Spider-Man? Goku?
He's not as... They're also not as popular as Minecraft, probably.
Okay,
I mean, Spider-Man,
Goku?
I guess. Sure.
What about Goku?
Also...
They're also not video
also,
game
I feel like
people first.
I feel like you're, like, bringing up a whole different... Like, that is a whole different licensing issue where you're talking about things that have video game representations but aren't from
video games.
Yeah.
Trust me, I would love
always,
Spider-Man.
Honestly,
but...
I've always thought that was so funny that, like, anytime people made mods for Smash Bros., the first thing they put
Colonel Sanders.
Every time, Goku... Every time
Goku,
and I'm like,
Michael Jackson.
I don't get like this. Like he doesn't fit. I don't understand why everybody
Goku,
wants Goku
Superman.
First.
It's cool.
Hey, who would like, win in a fight though? Goku or Superman?
Gokuperman.
Yeah.
So
Pooperman.
Let's punch some trees. It's time for the Minecraft trivia game.
Nice. Play
we're gonna start
here.
Off with a. Yeah, we're going to start with a good one, actually, a good question that you could have gleaned this knowledge from something else.
Google.
Because this was mentioned in a little different piece of media. So our first question is going to be a real simple one.
Wait, what do we do to buzz
which
in?
Is,
do we buzz, puzz?
You can
do we craft?
You can do... You have to go...
Yeah.
The eating, okay. The eating noise.
Can I just eat? I'll eat on mic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just smack your lips on mic and eat.
My taxes signed me out.
Good.
I was doing my taxes.
No
in the
taxes
middle of the...
for you.
No taxes
were you actually?
For you. I logged in.
Oh, that's.
I was stressed. I was a little stressed. I had to log in
just to take a little looky
look. letting the steam off a little bit. Just gotta log in.
Yeah.
Get that, you know.
Yeah,
and then
it's funny. I'll probably do my taxes up to the point where I have to pay them or whatever, and then
exactly.
be like, I have to pay, and I'll like wait like a month or two.
You know, I'm
inching. Oh, I should probably.
Yep.
I'm inching further and further. I'm, you know, I logged in, and then after this, I'm probably gonna go to an action figure shop and buy an action figure. And then
with the money that you owe.
This money you should have, had to pay. Probably. You're like, oh, sorry, I can't. I have no money.
Probably build that for a little bit.
I can pay you in blocks.
Probably build that for a little bit. And then
nice
I'll
reference.
Probably be in a good headspace to finish my taxes.
That you'll, do the next step. Yeah. Are you using TurboTax or are you using something different?
I'd rather not say.
Because I was like, I have a recommendation if you...
That's not what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
We can talk about it. We'll do it next episode, Dala. You can do the tax episode. Ooh, that'll be your episode.
We'll just sit here and all do our taxes on...
Yeah, we'll all do taxes together and talk about deductions.
Yes.
Right. Episode 6.
So our first question is, how do you tame a horse in Minecraft?
I forgot that was the puzzle.
Yeah. You're gibbledang eating food.
So you have to get a saddle, and then you have to get a carrot with a stick. And then you have to, probably something like that. Get its friendship up.
So while those are all things that interact with horses, once you have one, unfortunately, that is not how you initially tame the wild horse. Dala, do you have a guess as to how you tame the wild horse?
Okay, so you have to kill one horse, and then you also have to have the materials to make an axe, and you're going to combine them and craft a horse costume, which you wear, and then when you go up to him, you're like, what's up, homie? You dap him up, you know, you do the whole thing for like a
then
week.
Then you mount the horse.
And then you're able to,
yeah.
That's exactly
then the
right.
Horse is like, all right, and you're like, fuck me. And then
I have a carrot for
you,
baby,
wear
right
a
here.
Fake horse.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's okay. Well,
is that the
so
right answer?
We don't talk about that anymore. The right answer is you just have to mount it over and over again.
Yeah.
Nice. It's, I was right. I was close.
That's what I said.
That's what I was saying.
I said the mounting part.
I also said the mounting part.
Oh,
and for my rep,
you just hop on.
And I'm the Jason Momoa.
Just hop on a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You know, just like your mom, you just got to mount it over and over again. So we're gonna move on. The next one's gonna be a multiple choice question. It's gonna be a lot easier.
So I think we both
think.
Got that one right. I want to say.
Yeah.
I think that's
got
a point
okay.
for both of you because to get if you combine your answers,
we get there.
Then you then you're basically there.
Yeah.
All right. So the real next question: which villager will sell you glowstone?
Hmm.
Would it be the witch, the smith,
the traitor,
or the cleric? Yeah.
I believe it's gonna be the traitor.
All right. That is incorrect. Dala, do you have a guess?
I'm gonna go with Will Smith over there.
Unfortunately, it is not Will Smith. The correct answer is the cleric.
Yeah, with the big nose. I've seen him
before. You get one.
Is that a nose?
So that is a nose. Okay. That's a big old nose.
Honestly, that guy with his honking honker.
Like a lot of the villagers, when you talk to them, will go.
I always thought it was a pacifier.
I couldn't tell if like maybe his hands were up like in prayer.
Yeah, he's actually a raver.
Oh.
It's a rave pacifier.
Oh, I thought he was.
That's why he gives you glowstone.
He's a giant bald baby.
These
yeah,
are good
that's
jokes.
True. And he sells you.
We're doing good
he sells
today.
You good stuff.
We're making a good movie.
Things.
Okay.
We are. We're making our own Minecraft movie. It's going to be great.
Our own Minecraft movie with Eye of the Spider and everything.
That's enough.
Uh-huh. So now, this one, you know, in true No Dumb Idea fashion, one of our favorite little ways to do a game here, we're going to find the fake animal. So we have three animals in front of you. Oh. That was fast.
I was going to just take a guess. I
go
think that
it,
octopus
Dala, yeah.
is fake because those eyes look kind of off, derpy.
Hell yeah.
All right. That is unfortunately incorrect.
Yeah.
Dala, that is incorrect. Gibbledang, you have a 50-50 now if you'd like to try and take
I'm
a guess. I'm
going to say that yellow thing on the right.
That's real.
That is correct. Yeah. The parakeet is not real. That is a fake fan-made Minecraft creation. Yeah. However, the other two, the squid and the armadillo, both of those are real Minecraft animals. Armadillo came out, I think, in the last couple of years, and you can use
make
armadillos to scare
nice.
Things
make a
off.
Ball.
You can, like, yeah, they will curl up into a ball, and they just form a little
like
armadillo
cube.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
Nice.
With oh, that's right. You can skin armadillos in order to make them into wolf armor.
Oh, so oh armor!
Okay. Pet wolf.
You skin those to make
to make armadillo.
Armadillo basketballs, but
yeah.
I
thought for a second you were going to say like you make
like Road to El Dorado. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were making like you make wolf costumes out of the armadillo for a second. Like it's like what? That's so weird. But it's like armor,
right, like wolf in sheep's clothing, yeah. But it's a wolf in armadillo's clothing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, our next question. Find the fake block. We have the citrine ore, the ancient debris, and the sponge. Yes, Gibbledang?
I'm going to say citrine ore.
The citrine ore is the fake
one? Yeah.
That is correct. Oh. It is the citrine ore, not a real block. The other two, however, ancient debris found next to the fallen castles. Sponge is to clean up water. Mm-hmm. Oh. So when you use water blocks or you find a river or something, you find flowing water, you can use the sponge in order to
soak it up.
Or if you find like a pool of water, you can just sponge it up. Right. And then the sponge will be wet.
All spongy.
Wet.
All wet and spongy.
How do you make a sponge? I'm curious. Or is it found in nature?
Don't know. I've only ever used the sponges on creative mode.
And where can you find sponges? What kind of biomes are sponges in? You know, what kind of creatures can you find in the biomes of sponges, you know?
Well,
I get you laugh at this, like, genuine question. Yeah. Like, what is... It's Minecraft, dude.
That is the whole game. That's Minecraft. Finding out where to find stuff is the whole game.
I know. I'm just being...
Where would you, perchance...
Well, we wouldn't perchance get a sponge. A sponge.
What is citrine? Because citrine sounds like a depression medication or something.
Citrine is a gem.
Okay.
It is, like, in real life, it is a gem. But it's not one that has an ore equivalent in Minecraft, unfortunately.
You're a gem. Let's move on.
No, it's Jim. Gym leader.
Oh, yeah.
Gym leader.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Gym.
Gym leader name? Yeah. Not Jim. Jeez.
Yeah, sorry.
Wound a weed. All right. Our next question. How does one beat Minecraft? Oh.
I think you have to beat the Ender Dragon is a thing I've heard before.
That is correct. Okay. You have to find the end and slay the Ender Dragon.
Woo! One
that
actual genuine point.
Beats
so I've done that.
You've beaten the Ender Dragon.
You've beaten the game.
Yeah. But that's like, I remember when they first added that. Like, I remember playing and then.
That's
then
the first thing I did.
That. And then.
That was when they added that. That was for them. That was officially adding like an end to the game. That's he's the last boss.
Does credits roll? Or do
that's when I put
do
it down.
Credits roll.
I think they
after
do.
You beat him. Okay,
they do.
Yeah, I'd count that then. Yeah. Yep. That's why his name Ender Dragon because it's the end.
Yeah, and you literally have to go to this like this dimension called
the
Ender.
End.
Oh, okay,
that's cool.
That's also where Endermen come from.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Themderman.
Slenderman.
I heard of Themderman.
Slenderman.
All right. What year did Minecraft come out? So, wait. Go ahead.
Who?
Is that me? Or...
I'm listening. Yep. No, I heard Dollar.
Okay. I want to...
Because I heard the... Before the...
Sorry, I'm doing the wrong one. My bad. I'm gonna
No. You both have different flavors.
Gotcha. Gonna say 2011 as a guess because I think that's 2011.
I'm gonna say 2008.
Yeah, that's probably all right.
Gibbledang is closer, so we're gonna give this one to Gibbledang.
But what, going over?
2009.
Oh, nice.
The original release before it was officially platformed, when it was just available online in pounds and euros was 2009.
Oh. Wow.
All right, so it's been around for quite some time now.
Yeah,
what is that?
Give us 4 more years and 14, it'll be 20 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
16 years. There's people who are starting to play Minecraft as teenagers today who weren't alive when it came out.
I think Minecraft can legally drive a car now, I want to say.
Yeah,
Minecraft can legally drive
get its
a cart.
Get a license.
And then in a couple of years, it'll be able to drink in Mexico.
The car...
Some cubic beer in Mexico. Yeah.
The car has like square or cube wheels. So it's like, dink, 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 dink. It's like up and down.
Yeah. Where's my beer cube? Yeah. I'm waiting for them to give me the beer cube in
the
Minecraft.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
The beauty.
I imagine if you get drunk in Minecraft, everything starts looking round.
There you go.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, actually, when you get drunk in Minecraft, everything starts looking like tens.
Like what? Like what? Tens?
Tens, you know? Like if someone's not attractive.
Oh, they're okay.
Then you get drunk.
Okay,
then they start to become tens. No?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You know, a couple people laughed at
call
that.
You...
That was a good one.
Yeah, those two.
Call him Jack because he's a reacher.
You know, can you guys cut out you guys not knowing what I'm talking about?
Cut out my joke. Splice in
Gibbledink's
joke.
Actually, I'm going
joke.
To put in crickets.
Yeah. Splice it in so that way it sounds like we're laughing at Gibbledink's joke.
But if you put in crickets, I just want to hear like rackets going back and forth.
Yeah,
nice.
That's not how crickets played.
Are you
sure?
Are you aware that that's not how crickets?
Yeah, I know, but I just want to hear rackets back.
Okay. All right. Next question: if I were a Minecraft mob, what would I be, and what would I drop?
I have fucking no way to answer this.
You'd be a ghast.
Can I?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I guess.
Yeah, you can get an answer in there too, though.
And then you drop a magic card.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. You'd be a 1950s gangster and be like, hey, I'm the mob, dude. Where's my blocks and my like ore and diamonds? And then I guess you would drop, I want to say you would drop like a diet soda.
Oh, that's good. Actually,
like
I'm going to give this one to Dala. Yeah.
Dropping a diet soda.
Having a Tommy gun and being a gangster and be like, I'm from Chicago.
Topical.
And then when I die, I drop my copious amounts of Diet Coke I keep in my pockets.
Nice.
Gotta keep them warm, you know?
Yeah, I gotta keep them... Okay, real talk. I need to go to the dentist so bad because cold liquids are starting to hurt my teeth. But I refuse to stop drinking soda, so I'm just drinking warm temperature cans of Dr. Pepper
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ, man.
Topical, dude. Topical.
Maybe cut that part out.
No, I want the world to know what a degen I am when it comes to soda.
Listeners,
I
if any of you are...
dissolve my teeth and I'll still drink.
If any of you are dentists... You know, DMS,
help.
Gym leader.
Help. I am a danger to myself. Anyway. All right. Our next question. Other than melee attacks, how else can you defend yourself from an Enderman?
Oh, fucking.
Yes, give it a
You could throw pearl at him, or you could throw an item at him and either it just gets rid of him or it like teleports him away or something. But
now what we're looking for, unfortunately.
Okay, cut me off mid-sentence.
Dala?
I mean, I think, yeah.
Well, you gave your... If you were going to give more than one answer, then I'm glad to have cut you off, because that's not how the game works.
Come on.
Can I give five answers? So, okay, you're going
to
need to throw a pineapple?
It's like when Dala tried to guess the entire crew of Alien.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember. But it sounds
like... I am going to say... other than melee attacks, how can you defend yourself? Run away? Like, teleport away?
Unfortunately, Endermen, once they've aggroed you, they can teleport to you. So running away is not super helpful. The correct answer is you can either use water to damage them, or you can put a pumpkin on your head to avoid them entirely.
What's the pumpkin do?
Endermen will ignore you and not aggro you if you are wearing a pumpkin
on
your
head. I read it as put it on their head, and I was like, ooh, I get a pumpkin.
No, see, They get mad when you look at them. Mm-hmm. So if you have something covering your head so they can't see your eyes, they don't get mad.
Honestly,
at you.
So it's like
same.
The Doctor Who angels, the
gray
angels or something.
Wow, am I an Enderman?
Yeah, holy shit.
All right, our next question. What are creepers afraid of? A, carrots. B, Enderman. C, heights. Or D, ocelots. Go ahead, give it
ocelots, baby.
That is correct. Ooh. They are afraid of ocelots. Ocelots will chase them down and keep them away from your base.
Ocelot revolver.
Ocelittle.
Just wanted to say.
Yeah, they're yep. They're afraid of the Metal Gear Solid character. Yep. That's exactly right.
Because he does the gun flip. He's like, and they're like, oh god, they got a cool god. Blade.
I think that is one of my favorite. When I was playing Metal Gear Solid 5, just watching Ocelot in HD do his fucking pistol flipping was like, I was just like, oh yeah, that's so stupid. I love it.
Listen, we could talk about Metal Gear because it also starts with an M. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Why. That's allowed.
Yeah.
Oh man, give me a Metal Gear Solid episode. I'd be down. All right.
That'd be a good one.
Next question: which item can prevent mobs from spawning? A, a house, B, armor, C, netherite, or D, a bed. I heard Dala
ing in. I think I'm going to guess a C. I have no idea what mobs are still, but yeah.
Netherite. Well, mobs, sorry. Mobs are just creatures. You know, like spawns. Yeah. Just creature spawns.
Oh, okay. Like actual, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Does that change your answer?
Nah, let's stick with... Well, actually, no, I'm going to say house. House. Because I think that's why people build houses.
I'm going to say bed.
That's probably, yeah.
Gibbledang is correct. So the house does not prevent the mobs from spawning. It will protect you from them. But a bed lets you skip the nighttime, which means that it, above ground, no mobs will spawn.
It makes sense. It's like when you go under the covers, that way it's like nothing can hurt you in your bed, you know?
Yeah, nothing can hurt you.
Also, a house isn't an item because you can't break it down and put it in your inventory. So
maybe you can't. Yeah, but just piece by piece. I personally built different. So...
Wrong.
Piece by piece. I keep mine in my pocket all the time.
Yeah, when I leave for work, I have to take it with me.
Yep, exactly. You got it. Some say you can't take it with you. Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah. You don't want people to break in while you know, so you got to take it with you.
Yeah,
exactly. And
Trump's America.
Mm-hmm. All right, for our last question, I believe this is our last question. You know, this one's going to be worth all the marbles. Actually, we're going to make this worth 1,000 points.
Okay. Gibbledon, you ready for 1,000 points?
You're ready for 1,000. All right. What happens when a pig gets struck by lightning? I think I heard Gibbledon.
Yeah,
first.
You did. Probably. They get turned into pork chops.
That is incorrect. What? Dala. What happens when a pig gets struck by lightning?
I'm going to say it turns into like bacon. Or some kind
I do know the answer. Could I actually?
That was incorrect, Dala. Sure, go ahead. Gibbledang. What's your answer?
Zombie pig man?
Actually, the same thing that happens to everything else.
Nice.
Good joke.
It is.
That's correct. That's funny. Wait, so it makes like a zombie pig man?
Yeah.
Yep. It makes a full zombie pig man.
All right.
When a pig gets hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Kind of turns him into a Pigenstein.
Nice.
Of sorts. Although me personally, I prefer
everything
this
else. Yeah.
I prefer the same thing that happens to everything else. A la Storm from the X-Men.
Good. I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
That's so dumb.
Nice.
All right, that is our Minecraft game. Let's punch some trees.
That was really fun. You know, I'm not
good
gonna
game,
lie.
Good game.
When I heard that Minecraft is gonna be the premise, aka the moment that we started filming, I was like, okay. But this has unlocked a lot of
like
of nostalgic memories. Yeah.
Like the Ghostbusters time where you were like, I don't really like Ghostbusters, and you thought about it, you're like, well, actually, I'm a big fan.
Wait a minute.
Wait, do I love Ghostbusters?
I love them.
It's like, we like talk about it, and you're like, oh, I remember when I watched both of the TV shows, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
they made TV shows?
Yeah,
wait a minute. see, Minecraft is one of those things that I feel like truly anybody who likes anything remotely related to it, you know, video games, building things that like Lego-esque things, like anything in the realm, like fantasy, like people can find a piece of Minecraft that they enjoy. And even if it's just to dabble in a little bit, it like costs like $20 to like get it on a Switch and to try it out. So it's like one of those things that like everybody can just kind of pick up and try out a little bit and play around with. So
it's Legos. It's Legos. Super, everyone loves Legos.
It mine Kregos. Yep. So
Kregos.
Thank you both for, you know, for doing this little Minecraft episode with me and feeding my current hyper fixation.
Yeah, so my pleasure.
Mine is Mega Man and fucking figures right now, but it's like the same hyper fixations.
Well, figures,
same hyper fixations. I run to every other fucking year.
You loop around, you know. You like you have like the ones you hit. It's like a little square where you just have the little corners you got to hit each time, and then you move on to the next.
Yeah, just wait till
I feel like I'm actually in the middle.
Just wait till a Pokemon Direct comes out, and then it's gonna be all Pokemon.
Hard. Pokemon just wait till Legends ZA comes out. Oh my! I maybe at least once a week will just come home and turn to my girlfriend and be like, I need a new Pokemon game so badly. Like, so badly. Like, I try to, like, play a little bit of, like, a ROM hack or something. Yeah. Or I try to, like, do a Nuzlocke on an older game. And I'm just like, ugh.
Doesn't hit the same.
I just need a
tired
new
of all
one.
This shit. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And a good one. Make a good one.
And that's how they get you. That's how they can put out slop, and I'm just ready to. I'm sorry, I'm ready to eat it up.
Speaking,
you know?
Yeah. Speaking of slop, and speaking of getting 1,000 or 9,000 points, so there are new Magic cards coming out. The Final Fantasy ones.
Final Fantasy Magic cards.
There's a cactus that gets 9,999 attack until end of turn. That is so fucking stupid. Oh my god. How do
you clean a clean 10k? It starts with one power.
Oh yeah.
So
you're right.
it goes when the ability goes off, it goes up to a clean 10k.
Yep. Yep.
So,
that's
when
it attacks. When
you think about it, that's been a big point of contention in the Magic community right now, but in my opinion, I feel like it's still fine because Magic has done that before where they print a creature where the whole point of the creature is if it hits you, you die. They've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
Like a famous one is like Blightsteel Colossus. Blightsteel Colossus was a giant 11/11 trample infect creature. And if you take 10 infect damage, you die. So if this 11/11 infect God hits damn. You just lose.
Just fucking, yeah.
And that one was indestructible. This one's not even indestructible. It's not doesn't have ward or hexproof or anything. Mm-hmm. Like you can just pop it. Like it dies to Doomblade. You know the age old joke is it really that good? It dies to Doomblade. So it dies to commons. So
I'm starting to think that you guys' favorite like things start with M. Magic, Minecraft, Minimates. Like I think that's like your favorite
Mega
letter.
Man.
Mega Man.
Yeah.
I think mine's S. Unfortunately.
Marvel. Yeah. Fair. Because I'm more of a Marvel fan than a DC fan,
same.
So
yeah.
That works for me. Too. Mokimon,
women,
men. Yeah, it's a time.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I did say that a couple seconds ago. I said that about 10 seconds ago. I don't know if you're gonna
did
catch
you?
That on the audio. Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, oh,
sorry.
The men.
No, it's fine. It's payback for the one where you said what Nate said earlier.
Oh yeah, right there we go. There we go.
Movies like Monkey.
Ew, Monkey.
You know,
monkey.
It's just.
Damn, this whole episode has been M themed. Can this be the M episode? Just kidding.
The
not
episode?
The Minecraft. Yeah. The M episode.
It's, the name of the episode is just going to be Minecraft. For now, this has been great.
Hell yeah.
And I just want to give a big shout out to Zombie Pigman.
Yeah,
Zombie
Pigman. Let's
shout
give a shout out
Dragon.
To. Two Jason Momoas.
Yeah. Let's go.
Three of them.
Two Jason Momoas.
I guess
Momoas
three of them. Yeah.
The Ender Dragon.
My man.
All right. Shout out to Steve Jack Black for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Shout out the monkey.
Jennifer Black. Coolidge. Yeah, shout out the monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, the monkey.
Shout out to Jennifer Coolidge.
Shout out to the monkey.
Wow,
thank you,
what
Ms. Coolidge.
I just want to give a shout out to Nether Portal.
Can I get a request?
Yeah,
can someone do Jennifer Coolidge doing the creeper sound? What would that be? I don't even know what it sounds like.
just put the creeper sound here.
Well, creepers just sizzle like a fuse.
Okay.
They literally have a sound.
Shout out to scaring your friends in Minecraft.
Yeah. Shout out to scare your friends in Minecraft. Grief your friends. Shout out to griefing. That's good. Yeah.
Shout out to the Telltale game. That's basically a movie.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you know what, guys?
Then I'm just gonna end this episode with a creeper explosion.
I was gonna say, guys, take care of your monkey. All right, keep your monkey on a leash.
Watch. Keep your monkey under control.
Yeah, take care of your guys. All right,
we've all seen a certain Brendan Fraser film that teaches us teaches that lesson.
Yeah,
right?
The Mummy.
Ooh,
another M.
God,
one.
It's just an M kind of day. Yeah, I wish we had recorded this on.
Oh my God, it's a creeper!
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.